Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, how are you? This is Eric Hsu on July 24th, 2015. I hope everyone's had a great summer so far, a great week so far. Just wanted to do this quick podcast with everyone today. I wanted to share a pretty important topic with everyone, and I call it How to Win with Fitness. And I have three effective ways to make that happen. And before we get into it, I just wanted to do a quick shout out to everyone who's supported the show. I really appreciate that. And we'll continue doing this to help those who want to live a healthier lifestyle. I'm kind of rebranding, if you will, this podcast and calling it Healthy Living with Eric Hsu. And so hope you like it, and we'll get right to it. So today's show is How to Win with Fitness and three effective ways to make that happen. You know, I've been in fitness since 2000, and there has been so many ups and downs, but what I've learned is that these three effective ways to win in fitness actually work. And I'm taking them from those who have been successful. And I'm also learning from those who will say that they've didn't make it to where they wanted to be, but they are still trying to win. And so let's get right to it. So the first effective way, and this is something that many of you may already understand and heard of, and it's called never give up. Never give up in your journey to win in fitness. The biggest reason for this is, you know, as you probably can guess, giving up basically means stopping any momentum that you've built up. Anything that you've created and experienced for yourself towards that fitness goal that you have. Now, winning, in my eyes, is achieving an outcome that you set your eyes on and you set yourself up to achieve. And we can only do that if we continue, stay in line, and make it happen. And so, number one, never give up. Number two, we know that the journey is fairly long for many people. For some people, it's short. But fitness is a lifetime thing. And if we can respect, this is number two, respect the journey and understand that there's going to be ups and downs. Hopefully there's more ups than downs, that we can win in fitness. Now, there's so much information out there, internet searches, people, media, audio, just like this podcast, and that information can be conflicting and confusing, and that all this clutter information is good on one hand and then bad on the other. Good that there's all this information and research out there at your fingertips, and that we can, at the instant, just look it up. At the same time, we have to remember that not all information is good information. So we must be wise and we must be vigilant in making a clear decision in our mind what we want to believe, and it becomes a belief factor in what we value as important to us. And so, you know, respecting everything that we have, and so that when we discover new information or we are seeking new information, that we take that information so that we can actually understand it and that we can make sense of it. And then, you know, respecting that, you know, or respect those who are sharing it with you, as well as respecting that information changes all the time. Information, there are some fundamentals that stay true. As long as we can make sure that we are respecting this journey and all the information that's out there, we can win in fitness and not get confused, not get overwhelmed, and that we can move forward from wherever we are, if we're stuck or we're trying to achieve a new goal. Okay, so the third area, or the third effective way that I've discovered over my 15 plus years, is always know your future vision. Always know your future vision. What does this mean? Sometimes we get stuck with what we see in our future, or what we do currently. And that it's a little bit difficult to have that future vision of who we want to become. We may be thinking, oh, you know, having that body shape or having that weight is too far, and that it's unattainable. However, pulls us and keeps us moving each day, I think, our future vision, that is so powerful. I know that in the past, when I'm training people and helping them work through their challenges, people use the word push, and I think that word push is good. However, at the same time, pushing can be a little too forceful, in that there's resistance, and resistance is sort of our challenge with a lot of people. You know, do we want to push ourselves to get up in the morning? Do you want to push yourself to get to the gym? And our bodies are designed, or our mind at least, is designed to be in a safe place. And pushing can be a little bit too extreme or too hard for people to wrap their minds around. And so, you know, an example would be, you know, do I need to push you to go on vacation, for example? Well, not really. I think for most people, I would say that the vision of what the experiences and what can happen on vacation pulls people to wake up earlier and to make the plan, to be ready for it. And so that is probably one of the easier ways I could describe how pulling could be a little bit more beneficial and effective than trying to push you to go on vacation. I know it's a little different thinking, but I think that if you're able to wrap your mind around that, you'll be ahead of the curve and benefit from this health and fitness journey we are all on. We are all on. Now, I welcome any questions you have. I welcome the opportunity to answer any of your questions in the upcoming podcast. And speaking of upcoming podcasts, on August 6th, which is a Thursday, at 9:30 in the morning, Central Standard Time, for anyone listening, I do have a special guest, and his name is Charlie Cates, and we're going to be talking about how to be or how to perform your best, or, you know, improve your performance. And he is with MAT Schomburg, or Muscle Activation technique in Schomburg, and very knowledgeable. And hopefully you guys can listen to the live show, but if not, there is the recording, of course. You know, your friends can benefit from this information, so the highest compliment would be to share this with your friends. Let them know about this podcast, and I look forward to doing more to share what I've learned over the last 15 years and to give you the best advice possible so that you can get your so that you can achieve the results that you want. Now, just real quick here as a reminder, this Sunday, if you guys are listening to this in the next few days, this Sunday, July 26th, I'll be hosting the second Fitness Active Day in Bloomingdale at Spring Creek Reservoir. It's an afternoon event. It's designed to get people up and out. There is a 0.1-mile loop at this forest preserve, and we'll be either running or walking it. The goal of this is to bring awareness about fitness. We're going to be doing a nutrition workshop, and if people want, we'll be offering a boot camp to just get people up and active. There is a, it's free, and registration on Eventbrite, and I believe it's fad.eventbrite.com, and hopefully we'll see you out there. After that, on Thursday, July 30th, we will be doing a workshop entitled Break the Vicious Cycle. This is a fun workshop designed to help you break through any obstacles, mindset issues you have, and create a little plan for you so that we can break this vicious cycle that we call it. And it's going to be at the Schomburg Library. All this information you can find on the Facebook page, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Goality Fitness Club. It might also be on facebook.com, on my fan page, and that would be facebook.com/EricWSueTrainer. So look out for those two. These are two free events. And just have a few more minutes here. I just want to thank everyone again for your support. I appreciate any comments, questions. You can email me at eric@goality.com. The other thing, write a review. Let us know what you think about this podcast. What about me? Be honest. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. I really appreciate that on iTunes. So you can find us on iTunes. We are also on Stitcher. If you are on that platform as well, Stitcher, you can find us on Stitcher as well. So we got just a few more minutes here. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was entitled How to Win in Fitness, Three Effective Ways. And to summarize, number one, never give up. Number two, respect the journey. And number three, always know your future vision of yourself. Okay, so I am done. Be listening in. Until next time, stay active and be safe.